This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Brian Hayes is with us. Brian is Iowa DNR fisheries biologist, and we're going to talk about kind of an exciting little project that's come to play here very soon, this week, as a matter of fact, coming up here in the local area that folks can take advantage of. Brian, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. This time of the year, we don't necessarily hear a lot from the fish folks, but you've got kind of an exciting little project that's going on here locally.
Yeah, this time of year, we're usually winterizing stuff, putting our equipment away.
That's right.
But yeah, we do have an exciting little thing going, something new, something unique, something we've never done before, is we're going to bring some trout to Atlantic and stock them in the Shellburg Recreation Area. So we've got that small pond known as Pond 1 there. It's about that 10-acre pond just kind of to the east side of the dog park there. We're going to put 250 rainbow trout in there next week on Thursday, kind of about 1 o'clock. So early in the afternoon, we'll bring those fish and stock them just to, you know, create some fishing here in the Atlantic area. Just, it'll be some fishing, good fishing close to home.
Yeah, it's not something we normally see around here.
No, it's not something we've ever done around here. But we've got this opportunity. These trout are coming from Shenandoah. So you got Green Plains ethanol plant down there, and it's kind of a spin-off industry down there. You got Optimal Aquafeed, which is taking product from the ethanol plant and producing fish food. And as they produce that fish food, run trials on that fish food, they raise some fish, and they raise some rainbow trout, and then they look for a home for them. And so we partnered with them to utilize these fish to get them out and create some fish in some places. So down right there at Shenandoah, for 3 years, they've been stocking these trout into a place called Rapp Park, right on the edge of Shenandoah. But this year, there was a surplus. They had more than they knew what to do with. And so we kind of thought the Atlantic quarry ponds, you know, we got a pond that's the right size. It's right on the edge of town. Let's see if it'll work here. And so we're going to try it.
You bet. For folks who maybe aren't necessarily familiar with trout fishing, is there a lot of difference between that and what they would normally catch around here? Do you have to be in a boat? Can you bank fish? How's it a little different?
It will be a little different for people, but not that much different than your normal bluegill and crappie fishing. So trout are a cold water species. And that's why Iowa's trout program is concentrated up in the northeast corner. There's 9 counties up there that have cold water resources, spring-fed streams, and that's where our trout program is. But if you think about it, Jim, the whole state of Iowa is a cold water resource 6 months out of the year. And so these trout, we can utilize them this time of year, fall into the winter and into the spring. You know, they prefer about 60 degree water temperature. 80 degrees is lethal to them, but they'll do fine in these ponds. I'd expect a lot of them to get caught yet this fall if we get the nice days and get people out. But then those fish will be there through the winter. You can ice fish for them, and then in May when the ice comes off, they'll still be in there. There's a chance they could live, you know, most of the summer, but the goal is to get people to out there fishing and to harvest these fish, take advantage of this special stocking.
Okay. And I know we talked about this earlier, but they're not going to reproduce.
No, they won't reproduce. These are rainbow trout, so we won't see reproduction. We're not trying to establish a population that's going to maintain itself. We're stocking a catchable size fish. These fish are already raised to a size that they're ready to be harvested. So it's a catchable size fish. They're ready to go from the hatchery to the lake to the dinner table, if you will.
Okay, very good. So this will be an opportunity for folks that actually is coming up yet this week. November 9th is the date I have on my notes here that'll happen. So anytime after that, it's off and running.
Yeah, we'll get those in early in the afternoon. My goal is to kind of get there about 1 o'clock and get those fish stocked, and people can start fishing them immediately. There is the requirement to fish for or possess trout is you have to have that paid that trout fee. So $14.50 trout fee to kind of take advantage of that. That's the law in Iowa. And even though these trout are kind of outside the normal Iowa DNR program, we still have to follow the law and have that trout fee. So you have to have a fishing license plus the trout fee. Now, kids 15 years and younger can fish with a properly licensed adult without having the trout fee. And then as a group, the kids, you're allowed to, the daily bag limit of 5. So, and the kids could purchase their own trout fee and have their own 5 fish if they wish. But we'd like to see the kids get out there. To catch these, you're going to use your normal crappie and bluegill stuff, small jigs, twister tails, things like that, but also things like spinners and spoons that create, you know, kind of a flash in the water. You can cast and retrieve those. Those seem to work good on these trout. You can also fish things under a bobber, like night crawlers under a bobber. If you're familiar with our trout fishing in the northeast part of the state, you know, people use a lot of corn. They'll just put kernels of corn on the hook and they can catch them. So a variety of baits will work. You don't need anything special. You might even see somebody out there with a fly rod fishing the flies they normally fish for trout. That's not totally necessary, but something that might work. And it's just going to create a unique opportunity for people in the area. I hope people take advantage of it. No guarantees we can do this again. It all depends on optimal aquafeed if in the future, what they're raising for fish and what they have available. But if it's well accepted, I would think there's a chance we could bring it back. But for this year, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, and they play nice. They're not invasive. It won't be a problem with any of the other species that are out there.
Nope, no worries about that. They're a cold water species. They won't be around very long. They're going to be fun to catch because these are fish that are going to be anywhere from 12 to about 16 inches, 3/4 pound, maybe even up to 4 pounds. So I'm anxious to see these fish. I've heard they're just nice-sized fish, and they'll be fun to catch.
Decent size and easy to handle, especially if you're the young kids.
One thing about trout, they don't have any spines. Mm-hmm. and so they're a different fish than our warm water species that we fish for. So like I said, I'm just kind of excited to see how this goes and see if we can catch a trout here in Atlantic.
Yeah, you'd have to travel to do this normally, so you're able to do that here. So the process for getting that trout fee taken care of, is that something folks can do online? They do need to do it in person?
You can do it online. You can go into any licensed vendor. Capital's Ace Hardware is one of our licensed vendors, mm-hmm. and they can set you up with that trout fee. So, yep, no, don't have to go anywhere special for that. So that's available. I hope to see people about 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon. I'll bring a truckload of trout.
Just want to make sure that they understand that the trout fee, because they may not be used to it around here so much unless they like to travel to do that kind of thing. But as you mentioned, that helps to perpetuate the program so they can continue the restocking program.
Yeah, our trout program up in the northeast corner of the state, it's an expensive program to raise a trout to a catchable size. And so that trout fee offsets that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you go from Atlantic Quarry Ponds learning how to catch trout. Maybe you plan a trip to northeast Iowa and fish our trout streams next summer.
I just have to ask, what's it look like when you actually do the stocking? It's not backing up a truck and dumping fish in.
That's exactly what it is.
It is, okay.
Sometimes we just tube them off. You know, you just open the gate in the back of the tank and just tube them right into the water. This one, never have done it before. We don't know how close we're going to be able to back our trailers to the water, things like that. We might be netting them out of our tanks and releasing them, but it's basically backing up and letting them go.
It won't take long.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see people start catching them almost immediately. That happens at a lot of our catchable trout stockings is people are catching them pretty quick after those fish hit the water.
I guess your greatest odds then are November 9th, afternoon.
November 9th. And and those fish will be in there, obviously, through November and into December. And then when we get ice on the pond, we'll go out and try it through the ice.
Awesome. Well, nice opportunity for folks to take advantage of here close to home. Thanks for sharing about that.
Definitely a different opportunity for people.
Yeah, you bet. Well, good deal. Well, Brian, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
You bet.